Time now for Ask the Expert. Let me bring in my good friend Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, good to see you, friend. How are you?
Nice to see you, Joey. Good morning.
Yes, sir. You know, the last time we got together, you talked about the value of an obituary and its importance in notifying friends and loved ones of the passing. So let's talk about, Don, components of an obituary and how to write one that is meaningful. So first of all, what entails a great obituary?
Well, I think all obituaries, and they are so important because, you know, if you don't let your friends and family know that your loved one's passed away, it's like the funeral that goes on forever because you get stopped at the grocery store and they ask about your husband and he passed away. I didn't know. Well, it's because oftentimes there's not an obituary place. But what makes a great obituary is it's something that honors a person's life, not just informing folks of a passing. You want to mix in the essentials, the who, when, and where, with human details like what the individual loved and how they lived. And you want it to read like a real person wrote it.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust, this is Ask the Expert. So, Don, what are some of the other key elements that should be included, not in one, but in all obits?
Well, starting with a clear death announcement is important. The name, age, date of death, where it occurred, where the person passed away. And you want to provide a brief life story like birthplace, education, career highlights. I think career highlights get missed a lot of times. I think people read it and say, I wonder if that's so-and-so, and then you could see where they worked. Oh, yeah, that's him. Military service, hobbies. Maybe they've got a saying or a tradition that they did that they're known for. You want to include that in obituary. And of course, list family members, the survivors with their relationship to the deceased, close friends, even pets. And then the service details, list the cemetery where the burial is going to take place. Even if it's a private burial, you don't have to put the time, but you can say that so-and-so was buried at Evergreen Memorial Trust, and that way they know where to go to find their loved one when they do want to pay their respects. And then donations and in memoriams, make sure there's a website link to those. That's really helpful. And of course, a good photograph, something that captures their spirit, is important in a great obituary.
So, Don, what about some other tips that you might have for listeners when it comes to this topic or, you know, any other when it comes to planning?
Yeah, sure. Well, our planning guide is really helpful in obituary writing because so many of these details that I've just mentioned can be and are included in our free planning guide. So that would be something I'd suggest to our listeners. But you want to proofread the obituary. Make sure that names are spelled correctly and double-check details like dates and location. A thoughtful obituary preserves more than information. It preserves memories and a legacy. That's really important. But there's no perfect format. Whatever, you know, makes it feel sincere and readable and true, that's what you want to go with. But obituaries are really important notices that folks don't want to forget.
Well, Don, how can listeners reach out to you if they have any questions?
Yep. Call us at 342-2593 or find us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com. There's a form there you can fill out for requesting a free planning guide. We want everyone to have a planning guide from Evergreen Memorial Trust.
Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. It is always good to see you, talk with you. We'll do it again in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.